Written by Barbara Cartland. Narrated by Anthony Wren. Chapter 1, 1887. Yolisa Warren rode out from the woods and across the park towards the village. She had a message from her father to leave at one of the cottages before she returned home for luncheon. It was such a lovely day, and she had enjoyed every moment of her ride under the shady trees. The woods had always had a special attraction for her. She had trotted slowly along the mossy paths which twisted and turned under the silver elms. She felt, as she did so, that the elves and fairies were whispering to her. Because she was an only child, she often told herself stories that she had a companion with her, and he laughed at the same things as she did. She rode out of the great iron gates and came in sight of the thatched cottages. With their small flower beds in front of them, they looked pretty and attractive. It was her mother who had always encouraged people in the village to grow flowers in their gardens. She had herself created a large herb garden at the back of Warren Court. Yolisa now rode to the village shop, which supplied almost everything that anyone could want in every station of life. She dismounted. There were some boys playing at the side of the road, and she then called one of them over to hold her horse for her. "You know that Achilles is always good with you, Jim." Jim grinned. "I love these horses, Miss Yolisa," he said, "and when I'm big, I'm going to be a jockey." "Well, then you will have to learn to ride very well," Yolisa replied. "In the meantime, you must try very hard to understand horses, as a horse goes better when he and his rider are compatible with each other." Jim nodded, but she was not sure if he had followed what she was saying. He was a clever little boy of 8, and she had known him since he was born. She went into the village shop, and Mr. Hundle, when he saw her, hurried from where he was packing up a parcel. "Good morning, Miss Yolisa," he then greeted her. "What can I do for you?"
"I've brought a letter from my father," Yolisa said, "and he wants me to thank you for the goods you sent us yesterday. They are just what we wanted."
"That's what I like to hear," Mr. Hundle smiled. "And I do hope, Miss Yolisa, you're feeling as good as you looks."
"Rather better," Yolisa laughed, and went out into the sunshine. She was just going to Mount Achilles again when a young girl came running up to her. She was petite and good-looking in a rather tousled way.
"Oh, Miss Yolisa," she said, "please, I've something to ask you."
Yolisa stopped. She knew only too well what was coming.
"It be Ben," the girl blurted out, "and he wants to marry me, but, well, I can't make up my mind."
"You can't expect me to do that for you," Yolisa replied.
"'Tis just that I want you to look into the future, Miss Yolisa, as you've done for me before, and tell me if you thinks we'll be happy together."
Yolisa did not reply, and the girl went on.
"There be someone else who be after me, but I'm not be sure of him either."
"It all comes," Yolisa said, "of being the prettiest girl in the village, Brenda." Brenda giggled and looked coy.
"At least I've a choice, miss."
"That is true, Brenda, and I can understand that you are afraid of making the wrong decision."
"That's just what I'll be saying, Miss Yolisa, and only you can tell me what to do."
"I cannot answer for your heart," Yolisa said, "but knowing that Ben is a reliable man, I think you can at least consider him seriously."
"I see what you mean, Miss Yolisa, and perhaps the other one might be a bit flighty, well, so to speak."
"You have to decide for yourself what you want," Yolisa said.
"But a flighty husband can have a roving eye, and perhaps forget his family when he has other interests at heart."
Brenda thought for a moment. She was undoubtedly a pretty girl, rather on the plump side, but at the same time Yolisa was not surprised that the young men in the village found her enticing. There was always someone proposing to her. Yolisa had in fact had this conversation with her twice already. She knew, with what her father called her third eye, that Brenda would settle down eventually and be a very good wife. Now, as Brenda did not speak...